I'm very happy now to welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe Stacey Jorgensen. She is producer of the film Gray Skies, which screens as part of the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
So this is a film, what would you call it, a horror film, a zombie film, that a group of people who are real Hollywood professionals decided to put together independently.
Yeah, actually, we kind of laugh and call it genre bending because it's a sci-fi thriller horror. So it's a little bit of all three. My husband and I used to laugh and call it The Big Chill meets Signs.
Right.
So, because basically it's about, a bunch of friends that go away to a cabin in the woods, and then one by one they start getting abducted, and then we find out they're being tormented by aliens. And the way it all came about is I'm actually an actress, and I played Jenny in the film, and my husband is a writer, and we were both just frustrated with the lack of opportunities that we were getting ourselves in Los Angeles. So I had been wanting to produce for a while, and he had, of course, been wanting to have a screenplay made, so I had been hearing about the script that he had with Michael, and I told him that if he finished it and there was a really good role in it for me, that I would find the money. So he finished the script he had been working on, and I found the money, and then the rest is history.
So you put together all these people, and as one of the guys from the who's the producers of the Independent Film Festival said, it's something like $1 million film made for $150,000 or something like that.
Yeah, the budget was a tiny bit bigger. I mean, it was a very low budget, but it was definitely, when we're talking to people, we're telling them it's under $1 million. But our production value is really high, and we had a really fantastic DP who just makes, I always laugh and say if I gave him $5, he would make it look like $50,000.
Right.
So,
And so, I mean, I guess the thing that's so interesting to me about it, I mean, there are people here in New Mexico or in any state of the United States who have been able to get their hands on equipment and maybe have learned something about film through studying or through experience. But here you have the highest level equipment and talent in the world turned away from the kind of productions that you normally do for film and TV in the commercial world.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely the lowest budget thing I think we've all done, especially coming from Los Angeles.
Yeah. When you set out to make a film like this, are you saying, okay, we want to make a B-horror movie? How are you thinking about it?
To be honest, we all set out to do, and it started with my husband, Mark Riley, and I, and then Michael and one of our other friends jumped in to help. What happened was we were all just thinking, we were so tired of going to see movies every weekend, which we all do. We all go to as many movies as we can each weekend. And we were seeing these movies that were getting made for millions and millions of dollars, and they weren't very good. And we just thought, we all know what kind of movies we wanted to see, so we wanted to make a character-driven piece that happened to be set in a horror template, because horror seems to be the one genre where you can get away with not having major names. And, we did get incredibly lucky, and we had a huge, huge creature effects designer come on board, Barney Berman, who just won the Oscar this past March. So I always laugh and say that he's really our name. The aliens are the biggest name in the film.
That's very interesting. Well, of course, you don't see the aliens right away, and you actually don't even know what's going on right away. When it starts out, it really could be almost any kind of film. As you say, it doesn't start out being something that you think is going to be a horror film.
Right, exactly. Like, I even told my husband that when he was writing the script, I was like, people might forget they're watching a horror. I was like, we need a scare here and a scare there. So he kind of started peppering things in. It opens with like a cold horror open, but then for about 20 minutes, you really get to know the characters. And what we all thought was that served a better purpose than just kind of showing hot girls running around in the woods and like seeing them get stabbed in the chest. We thought we'd rather see a movie about people that you care about. So when the characters do slowly turn on each other, you're more heartbroken than you are just, grossed out by the horror. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right. So, having made this film and, pulled it off, basically. What next? Are you showing it in primarily film festivals?
Yes. Right now, we're currently playing actually in 6 festivals. And it's so cool because Jacques and Dave from Santa Fe Independent were our very first phone call, our very first festival. So those guys are always going to have a special place in my heart, because we had been just trying to get the film out there and we hadn't been into any festivals. And then once they accepted us, we got into a few others. We just won an Audience Choice Award at Shriek Fest, which was in Los Angeles. So after, and we're playing in another festival in Michigan the same weekend as Santa Fe. And then we're in two more festivals in November. So this is our first real exposure with the film this past month and into the next month. And then we're going to try and get distribution and try and get the film out there on video on demand, DVD, and, you know, if someone's advantageous enough, maybe a tiny theatrical release.
Stacey Jorgensen is the producer of the film Gray Skies, which screens at the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival at 5:45 on Saturday night, October 23rd, at Warehouse 21. For more information, you can go to santafeindependentfilmfestival.com on the web. Thank you so much for being with us, Stacey.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too.